Hey, it's Mark. Can I help you?
Hi, Mark. Good evening. It's Mimi Medina with Local Splash. How are you? How was your day?
I'm good. Yeah. Okay. Well, we started a new job today. We put in a door, sliding glass door,
awesome.
And put in a few windows.
Okay. That's good, right? I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, but it's my hard work to make it happen. You know?
I understand.
It's not easy running a company.
It's not. Trust me, I know. I used to run my own side hustle, catering, about 10 years ago before my husband got sick. And I know it's a different industry, right? But it's like a constant hustle, you know, when you got people bidding against you and all that good stuff. And it's like, wow, you know, you wear a lot of hats. So
I know, but even in the 80s and 90s, it was easier. Okay, as we get into the 2000s, and it's gotten a little bit harder. There's more contractors, you know, there's more competition.
And I'm probably telling you my age when I say this, but I remember when it was like, hey, everything was on a handshake, right? You know?
I still do $100,000 jobs on a handshake. I did one about 2 years ago over in the polo fields. That's like the rich section.
Uh-huh.
It was just all a handshake because they've done so many jobs. People see me. They know that it's going to come out right.
Yeah. You
even
know,
when
I
it goes
even,
over budget.
Yeah. You know? And I even remember just like my dad calling up my uncle like, hey, you know, a plumber or, you know, that's how everybody got business was by word of mouth. And now it's like so different now, right? It's all the online and. So it makes it hard when you gotta like switch gears, you know?
You know, it's just like a website. If you don't have it being shown or people seeing it, you know, and it takes time to even get one up and going. It's not just, okay, 3 months, it's up and running. It don't work that way.
Yeah.
If it worked that way, I wouldn't need to go out and hustle as much as I do now.
Yeah. I know they wanted me to talk to you about the Google Guarantee, well, Google Verify, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Program. Are you even familiar with it? Like, have you ever seen it when you've done a search?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, that program, it's a pay-per-lead program, Mark, but it's not like leads like Angie's leads or like Thumbtack leads. These are leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call, and they're not being shared because they're calling you directly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for that program, Google does have requirements. And so the requirements is that, you know, you have a Google business profile, okay, with at least 5 reviews, which we can help you get those. It looks like you have one right now, so good job on that. They do require.
I haven't been telling really the customers. See, most customers get me off Nextdoor, and then that's why I said just link that to Nextdoor, and they'll see 68 reviews, 35
reviews. I saw those reviews, and I wish we could, but unfortunately, Google is like not part. They're not associated with those directories, so it's not like we could transfer them over. But I'll tell you something: we try to make it simple for you, where we can create you a link, like a tiny little link that you can either text or email to your past clients and ask them to click on it and leave you a review. Okay, so we do try to assist you in that way to make it simple. Now, they do require that you have one of the following licenses, okay? It looks like, well, I don't even know if it's really a license that they want. Hold on, let me take a look, because you're really more... No, you don't have to send it to me. I'm just looking to see, because with Google Guaranteed, they have like specific, I say, licensing that they require, and sometimes they don't even require it. I'm going to look at something really quick in a different spot. Okay, so it's either for you to carry the general contractor limited tier license, okay, with the general contractor qualifying agent, or the residential like commercial contractor one, the general contractor one, the general contractor license with the residential basic qualifying,
That's what I have now. It's just a standard business license with the county. I've had it since I moved up here in this county, you know, before it was Fulton County.
Okay.
Don't you have a copy of it?
Let me take a look to see if I can pull it up, to see if it lets me pull it up, because that might be in the other back part of the office. Give me 1 second. Let me take a look here. Okay. I'm going to go here.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to be 68, okay? And I keep pushing and pushing and pushing because I hate to be just sitting around the house. I get bored. You know, as long as I can get out and, like I do pest control on the side, I had to go over and add it today. I had to get down to the very corner, lean over, and get the trap. And I caught the squirrel. It's the fourth squirrel in this house.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? But, see, I'm still glad. Well, the last house was a brand-new home, over $1 million home, that had 10 poles we got out.
Oh,
they
wow.
make messes. We had to take out insulation. We had to spray bleach on the ceiling.
You know, oh, my
put
gosh.
New insulation in.
Wow.
Because once they get in there and make nests, and you got two families living in there, okay, you know,
yeah.
all you hear is little animals running around in your ceiling in the morning and at night.
Oh, my gosh.
They leave the nest in the morning. They don't stay in at all.
Uh-huh. Wow, and you do that, too? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But that, I'm not pushing that as hard. I mean, that's on the next door. That's called Action Pest Control.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let me look at something here because I just want to see. Did see a result.
We did a job last week. Customer came up $5,500. Of course, they had to probably borrow the money from the family to put a roof on the house. Then I'm financing 24 payments at $200 a month.
Wow.
But most people have the money. I deal in the rich areas.
Oh, you do? You
Years
have the
ago,
specific
when I first
areas,
started,
yeah.
I started off working in Atlanta. And this is way back in 87. And, you know, most of these people had normal jobs. They made $300 or $400 a week, you know, husband and wife, you know, and they needed a lot. Because, you know, they didn't make a lot. You know, but I'm glad I don't work those areas no more.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Let's see if I can find something here. Let's go here.
Yeah, because you got these companies, you know, sending me messages all the time, pay-per-click.
Yeah.
And they sell the leads anywhere from $50 to $75. Depends on the type of lead that it is.
Yeah. How do you like that?
I haven't used it. Years ago, I started off with Sears. When Sears first started, before they turned into Home Advisor. You know, it was, to be honest, it's probably a waste of time. I went back doing what I've always done and, you know, just made it happen. And when I found Nextdoor, it was just a good local website because I'm working right around my house.
Yeah.
You know, more than 15, 20 minutes. But see, I do have a lot of competition with Nextdoor. Like when I give a response back to people, you've got 10 or 15 other contractors doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually what I say is make them call me back. Not just say, hey, this is their name and company, give me a call, I'll give you a fair estimate.
Mm. Yeah, because I know, I'm trying to see on here.
Well,
I'm looking at something. Yeah, because basically with this, I'm just looking up the licensing real quick, but with, they also want you to have the general liability insurance, right? Basically, they want you to carry $300,000. There's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Once you get approved by Google, there is an activation budget, okay? The activation budget is $936. That's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So basically, your leads, Mark, okay, are $72. When that lead comes in, it's going to deduct it from the budget. If someone is calling you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that would be credited back. If they're calling you outside of a service that you provide, that's an unqualified lead that is credited back. What Google considers a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you gave them an estimate. That is a qualified lead. Google will assign a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and that's how they know what's qualified and what's not. But see, we're also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, then we're going to dispute it with Google to have that credited back to you. If you only got one lead in the month, then what's left over in your budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you're only paying $72 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You can pause those leads. Like if you landed a job and you're going to be busy for the next few days or if you're going on vacation, you can pause those leads. Just call us and say pause them, and we pause the leads. We don't turn them back on unless you call them to turn them back on. Okay? And that's how that program works.
Okay. And how do they actually generate their leads?
From Google. So basically, it's a profile that you would have on Google's first page. It's separate from the profile that you have now. So you know
right
the Google.
At first, y'all were getting one or two, three leads, mm-hmm. Okay, and that was fine. I only need an extra six, seven leads a month because I'll
right.
sell at least half of them.
Yeah. So this Google Guaranteed is separate from the Google Local Listing, what you have now, right? The Google Guaranteed, they'll be appearing at the very top of the page, and it'll show that you're approved by Google, that you've passed the background check, that you're licensed and insured. So people are usually more inclined to selecting those that are part of the program because they know that you've met the requirements. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but first budget is $900. Okay.
Yes,
and then that
to activate
off,
it.
Right?
And that gives you up to 13 leads. So depending how many leads you get in the first month, Mark, is going to determine how many leads you'll, is going to determine, excuse me, what you're paying the following month. Because this program gives you up to 13. So like, let's say you got one lead in the month, then you know that the following month you're only going to pay for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Because you don't normally talk about price at all over the phone. You have to go out there.
Yeah, you got to go out.
Usually it's like that. It's a one-call close. It's not like what I do now. I come home, I work up an estimate, and then I talk to, I send it to the customer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you're going out there, I mean, you're typically not telling them, oh, this is how much it's going to cost, because obviously, you know what I mean? You need to go out there and look at it, right? You can't just give them an
yeah.
estimate over the phone without seeing what the actual work is that needs to be done, right? So when you're...
99%, yeah. I have sold roof jobs all over Georgia, not even go out there because the customer knew how many square it was.
Uh-huh.
I just sent a crew out there. They did the job in 1 or 2 days, and the customer sent me the money.
I feel that, I don't know, me personally, I feel that you would basically have, like, if you can get them on the phone, like, you can sell your services, right? There's no doubt in my mind.
Because you got to really, like, I see a lot of sheetrock people have walls. Like, I priced one last week of 1985, and it was replaced, like, 6 or 7 pieces of sheetrock, put it up, you know, put it up, mud it, sheet it, and paint it. Okay, and, you know, now there's other people who are going to price cheaper. And, like, I don't even like running the Indian leaves because they're too hard. They want me to be the cheapest price.
Yeah.
You can't make any money.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you. And one thing with this program is that it allows you to target, like, wherever your license and your insurance covers you. I was actually, so they sent me the license that you had sent, and I'm looking at something really quick, because this license, let me see if it even comes up. Let's see if it allows me to search it. Because this one is more, let me see.
In a way, the difference is Russia or Iran or certainly North Korea is not.
Let's see, let's look up. How do you feel about this price point with the pay per lead?
Yes and no.
Okay. What kind of holds you back, if I could ask you?
It's just I've never used it in the past. I've used a lot of companies that, you know, they've given leads and then they sell them to other people and stuff like that.
Okay. Sounds like an Angie's Leads, right, that you had in the past, maybe?
It was Home Advisor.
Yeah. Used to be called Home Advisor, now they call it Angie's Leads. Yeah, very familiar with their program. Let's see. Yeah, this license is basically, this looks like it's a county business.
What do you
license.
Think about House Pro? They've been killing the advertising, you know what I mean, on
so all of,
or?
Yeah, House Pro and all those kind of companies are basically what I would call a directory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is they send your information is basically listed on their website, right? That's what it is. Your business is listed on their website. People have to go to their website in order to, you know, call you or what have you, right? So that's how those companies work. And they either do where they sell you, you know, hey, here's a lead or what have you. But a lot of times, like if someone, you and I both know, if someone's in need of a service, right, where do you think they're going to start their search? Where are they going to go to first?
Most of the time that when I find somebody, you know, I just start reading, with my local website, the local, with Nextdoor, because that's finding people that are local. If I'm hunting for somebody, but, I don't really need much now.
Okay. So, I mean, at this point, it doesn't sound, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that you're really even interested in more marketing. At least
well,
not
at first
with
I was
Google
trying
Play
to tell y'all when they built the little website, I just said I only needed probably one or two extra leads a week. That was it.
Yeah.
And I didn't need a lot.
Okay.
And we're getting ready to start a $28,500 job is to put a roof over a deck. Okay. And, you know, we'll put slap ceiling, we'll stain it. Okay. And use it within the next 15 days. So that job would take 10 or 12 days. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having two or three more jobs lined up. You know, but I get on the phone at night. No, just come and eat and watch movies. It don't work that way. If I don't show myself in my face and all the pictures I put on that I post,
yeah.
Because when somebody needs something, even though they might not call me, they see all the stuff that I do after week after week after week since 2019. They've seen me so much.
Yeah.
But does that license that I have, it's just a standard business license that I have for Forsyth County.
Yeah, it's not the license that they're requiring. So you actually don't even qualify for the Google Guaranteed. You would have to have one of those specific licenses that I mentioned is what they want. So, okay, Mark. Well,
what's
I'm sorry.
What's the difference of that license?
It's an actual license of the state, not of the county. It's a license of the state that they want. Yeah, it's an actual state license from Georgia. Unfortunately, so... I'm sorry. I wish I could do more, you know, to assist you, but at least we were able to call and get that clarified.
Okay.
Okay. I wish you all the best, and I hope you have a good rest of the afternoon.
We're good. Thank you, hon. Bye.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.